this is Bill Plimpton, and you're listening to Speaking of History. See you in the funny papers.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. This is podcast number 18 on March 28th. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm recording this in Liberty, Missouri. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher that talks about education, technology, and history. I've got a great show for you tonight. I'm going to talk about an upcoming History Channel special. But first of all, some housekeeping. If you'd like to reach me via email, you can always reach me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, or you can also check out the website, and the website address is www.speakingofhistory.blogspot, and we got some great show note links on there, so please check that out. Well, there's an upcoming History Channel special that's going to debut on April 9th, and it's going to go from April 9th until April 13th, and it's a series of 10 programs called 10 Days That Unexpectedly Changed America. And this is going to be a great revolutionary series, I think. It's going to cover 10 items that are important to American history, but not necessarily the big dates that you'd usually assume as being very, very important, like July 4th or the attack on Pearl Harbor. They've taken 10 days that are significant, but for various reasons. For example, they're going to talk about the Battle of Antietam, the Gold Rush, Elvis breaking into rock and roll music here in America, the Scopes Monkey Trial, as just an example of some of them. The one that I'm really interested, though, in is one on Shays' Rebellion that happened shortly after the American Revolution. And the reason I'm so interested in this particular episode is that they've really gone out on a limb and tried something different. The History Channel has taken R.J. Cutler as a producer and director and Bill Plimpton as the artist, and they've created an entire animated documentary on Shays' Rebellion. And the artist, Bill Plimpton, is an award-winning artist. He's been nominated for 2 Oscars. His work has appeared in Rolling Stone, the New York Times. He's been a syndicated cartoonist for years. He's done quite a bit of work with MTV and even recently completed work on a video with Kanye West. So I called him and set up an interview with him and conducted that interview today and wanted to share that with you on his feelings on producing this groundbreaking historical documentary. So here's the interview with Mr. Plimpton. Well, first of all, I'll just let you know I'm very excited about the upcoming episode of the History Program channel that's coming up.
And, me too. How did you hear about it?
Well, actually, I was at an award ceremony with some people from the cable industry in January, and I was talking to somebody from the History Channel, and they mentioned the upcoming series, and they mentioned that one of the most anticipated episodes was yours. And
oh, wow, that's cool.
I've been looking on the internet for various articles about it, and then just last week when they put up some of the previews on the trailers on the History Channel, I got a chance to look at it, and I teach 8th grade, and I'm very interested in using some graphic novels and different things on history, and so I'm really excited to see what the finished product looks like.
What website did you find it on? We haven't seen that yet.
Well, I went to the History Channel, just historychannel.com, and they've got a banner link on there, and then they've got a special little section on each of the episodes.
Oh, great.
And there's a short trailer on there, and then I went to your production company and then saw the trailer that you have on there.
Right, yeah. Interesting. Wow, very good.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the project? And?
Yeah, sure. How did it come to us? Actually, someone else was supposed to do it, and they bailed out for some reason. Actually, I should go back earlier. R.J. Cutler, who has that new series on, I think it's the FX channel, Black and White.
Yes.
Who's an old friend of mine, and I've known him from the festival circuit for a long time, because I used to hang out with a lot of documentary filmmakers. And he was approached by the History Channel to do Shays' Rebellion. And he's a pretty bold guy, and he said he wanted to do it in animation. Now, I don't know why he decided to do it that way, but perhaps it was because there's so many of these recreation documentaries that use actors, and it just, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right, you know. It's just kind of a a tired way to approach history.
Right.
So he wanted to make it look like it was illustrated history, like a graphic novel, only animated, which is a really interesting idea. And apparently the History Channel did not like that idea. They balked and they said, no, we can't do that. We've never done that before. Nobody sees history in animation. And he stuck by his guns and said, no, that's the way I want it, and that's the way it's going to be. And so they relented.
Hmm.
And so he called me up, and we talked about the style and the technique and everything. And I came up with a look that he liked. And basically, he got out of my way. He just said, go ahead, do it. Here's the script.
Hmm.
Here's the art we need. It was a really tight deadline. I don't know if you know much about animation, but animation is a pretty slow process. You have to do, every drawing by hand, and has to be colored by hand, and then, it's a frame-by-frame process. So it's not like just going out and shooting 20 minutes of actors running around.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the job in the middle of October and had to be done in December. So it was a real rush job.
Oh, wow.
It took over 15 minutes of animation plus 100 illustrations. And so it was so much work that we actually farmed out the illustrations. We hired illustrators from around the country to do the 100 illustrations.
Hmm.
But it's interesting because once I started doing it, I really got excited. The look was so fresh. It was so new. It was so vivid. It was a very strong, dynamic kind of look. And they were excited about it. History Channel was excited about it. So we just kept going on it.
As a history teacher, I have to ask you, what type of research do you do to get ready for a project like that?
Well, I went online, but actually, believe it or not, most of my stuff was books I had. I had a book on military, the history of the military in the U.S., a picture book. So we had a lot of uniforms from that time, from different kinds of armies, different kinds of dress, military dress or combat dress or, National Guard dress or Minuteman dress. Yeah, they all had different outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to get the outfits correct. We found a picture of the armory, the Massachusetts Springfield Armory. That was hard to find. So we weren't sure whether it was a log cabin or a stone building or a brick mm-hmm. building. So we did find an old woodcut that showed it was a brick building, and that was one of the centers of the story. It took place at this armory. So we were glad we found that. So that's fairly true. But we had no real good pictures of Shea himself.
Mm.
We had a couple of really crude woodcuts in a very naive style. So it really wasn't. Obviously, there's no photographs of Shea. And so we had to go on these crude woodcuts, and I kind of filled in the blanks. But then, who's going to care? No one really knows what it looks like anyway.
Right.
So that was the real research, was trying to get the pictures, the visuals right. All the real action and storytelling research was done by the writers and the historians who talked about what really happened. So I just put images to their words. Like if we needed an interior of the Independence Hall in Philadelphia, we got pictures of that. But some of the bars, so a lot of the action took place at roadhouses
mm-hmm.
and taverns, and so I had to make that stuff up, sort of imagine what a whole tavern would look like from that era.
Now, with this different genre, do you think it's easier or more difficult with animation to convey emotion? Obviously, there's a lot of emotion with this rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was easier with animation?
I don't know if it was easier, but I think the emotion can get a lot stronger because more glamorized.
Mm-hmm.
They're more iconic. The characters are more iconic. They represent a lot more of the emotion that's going on at that time. So I think it's a strong story. I think it's a really strong story, and I hope it comes through in the animation.
Now, as a teacher, every time I see any program that has any historical content, my first thought is, how can I use this in the classroom? So I have to ask you, from the other perspective, when you're making this, are you thinking about the fact that this might be shown in, you know, junior high classrooms and high school classrooms for years to come to help teach Shay's Rebellion?
Yeah, and that's what I told RJ. When we finished, I said, RJ, I think, you know, I needed a few more days to finish it, because it really was a night and day kind of process. We worked on the weekends and everything. And I said, you know, this is a piece of storytelling that will last 20, 30 years. You know, I think this is going to be something that people will refer to a lot. So I really want to make it as perfect as I can. And there are a couple mistakes in there that I wish I could change, but, you know, we really had a cutoff line. And I think animation is really evergreen. I think something like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which was done almost 70 years ago, is still fresh. It's still watchable. It's still a feast for the eyes. And I think this animation, hopefully, will, you know, 70 years from now, will also be a feast for the eyes and something that really kids can really get into, really appreciate. It's just a fresh way to look at history. I'm not the first one to do an animated history that's animated, or a history that's animated, because I remember when I was a kid, I watched Disney on TV, and they did the history of the airplane. It's called, I think, Victory Through Air Power, I think it was called. And they used animation for that, and still today, 50 years later, the images are very vivid in my memory, and I'm hoping that these dark, contrasty, colorful images will also be vivid in the children's memory that watch it today.
Now, you talked a little bit about the tight schedule. Can you give me an estimate of how many hours you put into this project, or how many cells
it took? Yeah, let's see. In terms of drawings, maybe 10,000 drawings, maybe 8,000, something like that. In terms of man hours, well, I worked 10 hours a day for 7 days a week for 2.5 months, so you have a calculator. I can't calculate it on my brain. But
yeah, I'm a history teacher, so I can't do math very well either in my head. So.
Well, that's 700 hours, or 70 hours a week times 700 hours, like 700 hours, I guess.
Now, have you had previews? Have you had people view it and give you some feedback on it?
No, I haven't. I wish I could. You know, it's all done at the History Channel. They've shown it to all the critics and everything, and I haven't been invited. I've sort of been, quite frankly, I've been left out of the loop because I'm not the director. I'm just the animator. And so they really want to talk to the director. They don't want to talk to a lowly animator.
Now, do you see anything in the future as far as historical projects that you might do for another network or for the History Channel?
Quite frankly, no. I don't think it's going to be, there's going to be a wave of animated history, but, you know, certainly if there is, I'd love to be involved in it. I'm pretty busy. I'm doing a couple of music videos and doing a pilot for Nickelodeon, so I'm pretty busy with other projects. But, you know, if they come up with something, I would love to, you know, explore it.
I mentioned to my students today, we watched the trailer, and I mentioned that I was going to be talking to you after school, and immediately I said Kanye West video, and of course they connected with that right away.
Yeah, that's seen by everybody now.
Yeah, and the MTV illustrations, I can remember growing up and seeing that guy with the
hammer.
Yeah,
I did a lot of MTV stuff.
Yeah. Well, so I think that it shows on, it's going to premiere on April 13th.
Oh, really?
I believe that's the date.
That's cool.
And then I believe we can also purchase it on a DVD through the History Channel. So I'll probably be buying it for our classroom and anticipate using it for years to come.
Yeah, good. Well, I hope so. I think it's a beautiful piece. I'm very proud of it.
Well, I thank you very much for spending some time with us. And I can't wait to see it. And I think it'll be a great addition for our classrooms throughout America.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
So go ahead and check out the show notes that we have for you. Quite a few links that relate to the topics that we just discussed in the interview. Two things of interest. You can see some of the video trailers that are out. There's actually one on the History Channel page, and then also another one on the production house that created the video, the Actual Reality Picture site. So check those out. You'll get kind of a sneak peek. And don't forget to watch the show. The show that we're talking about, the Shay's Rebellion show, is actually at the end of the series. So it actually starts on April 9th with some of the other episodes, and then the Shay's Rebellion one will be on the final night on April 13th. All right, one other thing, too. I haven't mentioned this before, but for about 2 or 3 months now, I've had Google Ads on the top of the blog. And if you'd like to go ahead and support the show a little bit, go ahead and click on those ads. It won't cost you anything. And you can, you know, be at the site for a second and then come back. And so far I've earned $12, a whopping $12. But if you click on it, I'll make a little bit of revenue, possibly buy a new microphone of some type. Haven't mentioned it before. I'm just kind of an experiment. But it's kind of amazing when I check and see if just a couple people a day click on it. On some days, I might make $1.50 or $2. So if you'd like to support the show, it's kind of your way of helping me out. And I'm just kind of curious to see what happens if people do click on the ads quite a bit. They actually do try and correlate the ads with what the content is. So, for example, the current podcast that's up before this one was on Winston Churchill. And so today, I know both ads that were up were on items for buying things related to Winston Churchill. Also, I do have an interview scheduled with the producer of the Shay's Rebellion program, and that's R.J. Cutler, and I've scheduled that interview for April 12th, so be looking for that. We'll have another perspective on this video, and I think it's going to be a really interesting video, especially for teachers to possibly use in the classroom when they teach about Shay's Rebellion. Again, email if you have any comments or questions. You can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And as always, the music at the beginning is Podsafe music from Population 4, and the song is called Emerge. And thank you so much for listening. Hope to see you again soon, and good night. Thanks.